But they're engaged.
Doesn't matter. It can't happen.
Why not? It's bound to come up.
It's impossible. Lois could never have Superman's baby. Do you think her fallopian tubes could handle his sperm? I guarantee he blows a load like a shotgun right through her back. What about her womb? Do you think it's strong enough to carry his child?
Sure, why not?
He's an alien, for Christ's sake. His Kryptonian biological makeup is enhanced by Earth's yellow sun. If Lois gets a tan, the kid could kick right through her stomach. Only someone like Wonder Woman has a strong enough uterus to carry his kid. The only way he could bang regular chicks is with a kryptonite condom. That would kill him.
How did I go from the verge of hot Floridian sex with Brandy to Man of Steel coital debates with you in the food court?
I ain't no joke. I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in the crowd. Lots of people wonder, damn.
So hi and welcome to the Only Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damian. Alright, let's do this.
I'm not starting over for you.
Hi and welcome.
Hi and welcome.
Hi and welcome.
Welcome. Hi and welcome. Hi and welcome to the Only Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
Hi and welcome to the Only Movie Podcast. This is Damian. Okay, so for those of you listening, if you don't see Damian in Toronto in a few weeks, it's because Andrew is now holding a cord to his head, to his neck. Damian, run! Run, Damian, run!
There's no Foley. We can't hear the Foley word.
Same.
This is not Monty Python, Andrew. This is not Monty Python.
I'm dying.
All right, one more time. Oh, we're so bad. Hi and welcome to the Only Movie Podcast.
No, we did it. We broke Andrew.
Hi and welcome to the Only Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damian.
And this is Douglas.
Yes, we did it. High five.
All right. No high fives on the podcast.
No high fives on the podcast. Thanks, Damian. That was a
great rules. Those are the rules. I didn't write the rules. Did I write the rules? Douglas, who cares? This week we're supposed to talk about the pan, but who cares? I want you guys to tell me what happened at Comic-Con.
Oh.
What am I supposed to be excited about?
DC movies and DC TV shows.
Like, be more specific. We have like an hour to kill. All
right, there was
and
this,
I don't want to talk
this
about
one,
this movie.
There's this one.
Did you not like this movie?
Not at all.
No, oh, hold wow. on. But there was this Comic-Con trailer mm-hmm. about this one movie where this guy
mm-hmm.
moves.
All right,
to
not talking
this
to
place.
Douglas anymore. No, I'm being serious. Like, I know that there's supposed to be a Justice League trailer, but that can't make any sense because isn't there supposed
it makes
to be a
zero
Wonder...
sense. No, however,
isn't there supposed to be a Wonder Woman
there
movie
was
coming
a
out?
Wonder Woman trailer.
Yes, so are they just putting out all of the movies all at once? Is there the
all
Aquaman
of the trailers
movie
at least
and the yeah. Flash movie? Like all of those are all coming out next year.
Yep,
maybe.
So, Damian, you're yeah. not allowed to watch a Wonder Woman movie. I'm telling you from now.
Why? What's happening?
Because you came on this podcast
mm-hmm.
this year,
right?
And you proclaimed how you shall never
yes.
watch a World War II movie again.
Right.
You're not allowed to watch Wonder Woman.
Wait, why would they set it in World War? Because of that stupid photo in the Batman Superman movie?
Yep.
They're doing a All right, World War II movie.
Cut me out.
And it looks fantastic.
Well, hey. Careful there.
Listen, the
fantastic
the
is
one
strong.
Captain America movie that was bad was the one set in World War One or two or whatever it happened. It was two, right?
It was two.
Right, but who cares?
I like that.
They only
no,
make,
you don't.
They only make things about World War II. No one goes to World War One.
Right.
When what was the last
Except
movie?
Battlefield.
What was the last movie you saw that was a World War One movie?
That movie
there
that
was Path of Glory, and that was made in the 50s.
Mm-hmm. Flags of Our Fathers.
I actually didn't watch that one.
It's about okay. World War II.
There's the documentary about the First World War.
Right.
There's
by
the
Ken Burns.
Other documentary about the mm-hmm. First World War. Right.
By then, Ken Burns again.
By Errol Morris.
Then there's a movie. Actually, it was a documentary mm-hmm. with David Attenborough.
Right.
About World War.
Mm-hmm. Everything is about World War II and Vietnam. No other wars exist. Like, there are a couple new war movies, like the mm-hmm. Gulf War and...
Mm-hmm. Name some other wars. Let's do
Come
this.
Uh-huh.
And the war in Iraq that just happened.
You mean the Iraq War?
The Iraq War.
The Cold War.
They do have a couple Cold War. But
all right, stop. Stop. Andrew, don't let Damian
bait
you into saying rubbish. Hands up, who here thinks the Cold War is really a war?
I watched Tom Hanks win the Cold War.
Ah, Douglas, I was so close.
Oh my god.
Ah, so good.
Just for the record, guys, Andrew put up his hand.
Plus, Tom Hanks won that war last right. year. He single-handedly won that war.
That's perfect.
There's a war on drugs.
Well, in that case,
I have seen a movie called Drug War,
right?
Mm-hmm. By Johnny Toe,
right?
Which is pretty fantastic.
The War of the Worlds,
of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
anyways, you're not watching Wonder Woman.
The War on Crime.
They played trailers for all of the TV shows coming back. Mm-hmm. So all of the Flash and the Arrow and shit.
They had trailers for that.
Thing? Yeah. Are they just going to reboot Flash since he ran back in time and saved what's her face?
Yeah, they're doing that.
Okay.
All right, I won't say that because every time I say that, you guys go into a tizzy. I'm not going to say that out loud. There was a trailer for all of the Netflix Marvel shows.
Okay.
So they had trailers for Iron Fist.
Really? All right, sorry.
I didn't say Iron Fist. I saw Luke Cage. And
right.
I saw a teaser. Was not a trailer for The Defenders, which I guess is the,
I know who
the
Luke,
meetup show.
All right, you guys can't just keep saying these things as if I know what the hell you're... on earth is the Iron Fist?
The Iron Fist is another...
It's a guy with a fist made out of iron.
All right.
I did not read that comic
book. Didn't RZA make that movie a couple of years ago?
Probably did.
All right.
He totally did.
It's another Marvel character, supposedly an Asian guy who is kung-fuing the world, Asian mystical powers, but it's a white guy in a Netflix show.
Of course it is.
they'll all complain about that,
okay.
But it's another show set in
New
York.
And they kick people in the face. Alright, cool.
They showed a Luke Cage trailer where they had the Wu-Tang song.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It was
right.
pretty great.
He's bulletproof, right?
He's
everything proof.
Except in mind control.
You know what, Andrew? Oh baby, I like it raw. Okay.
Oh baby, I like it raw.
That's a trailer.
That's
so good.
It's so good.
Damon, you just watch that trailer just for the sake of it.
Oh my.
They showed trailers for all the DC stuff coming up, so they showed a new...
Doctor Strange?
Yeah, Doctor Strange, but that's Marvel. Yeah.
And they showed a new Suicide Squad...
Listen, don't send Andrew any messages. That's all me. I legitimately didn't know. So just calm down.
They showed another Suicide Squad trailer, which
this
I didn't watch because that 40, movie comes 000? Out in a few weeks. I don't need to see another trailer.
Mm-hmm. I heard that movie's good, though.
They showed the Justice League trailer, which... Mm-hmm.
Is it good?
Kinda looks good because it does the same thing that like the Batman Superman trailer did. It showed you the characters that you want to see. There are some good trailer points, like you see the Flash and you see the Flash being the Flash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and as we know from now, the Flash is a great character.
Ezra Miller.
Yeah, it is.
Should I watch that trailer just to see him?
Absolutely.
I love Ezra Miller.
Oh,
is he good
so
in the trailer?
Good.
Yeah,
so good.
Oh.
I love how they're like, yeah, there's a cyborg dude that no one knows who the fuck he is. So we're just throwing him there and we're not going to give him enough explanation.
Exactly.
Everybody else gets a little explanation.
Yeah. Does the Flash interact with like Aquaman?
Batman.
Oh, all right.
Because Batman is going around recruiting people. That's what the trailer is.
Okay, all right.
Him going like, hi, Aquaman. Mm-hmm. Can you please be on my boy band?
Is he on a boat? Like, how does he talk to
Aquaman?
So,
by the way, I don't know how to say this without spoiling something, but
bastards.
Have you seen the pictures, the promo pictures for the Justice League? The one where Superman is up front and center?
Oh, mm-hmm. No, I read about that somewhere that they were like, yeah, we're bringing him.
Oh, what? Oh, word? He's not dead? You mean the dirt rising at the end of the movie? Doesn't signify. Did people actually think he's dead?
I don't know.
I hope not.
I don't
because
know.
That would have been dumb.
Actually, I remember like when
and
the movie
they've
was
done it in the comics where he died in the comics and then came
back.
It would
be fun because we wouldn't have shitty Superman.
I mean, the same thing happened with Flash, but like the Flash died in the comics somewhere.
Oh, yeah?
And like apparently they actually left him alone for years. They didn't make Flash comics. and then they brought him back. But I'm talking about comics, and Damien is now going like, yeah, whatever, comics.
I need to buy a tablet so I can start reading comics. Which is the more, I think that might be the most first world problemish thing I've ever said. I need a special
device.
Tablet.
Speaking of tablets,
to watch.
You know what's
happening? No, we're not talking about technology. Damien, no, we're not talking about technology.
Uh-huh. Damien.
Yes, so what's happening? So is there a new tablet?
First of all, I bought the new USB that you showed me the other night.
And it's dope.
It's dope, but apparently the Nexus 9 cannot read NTFS.
It requires FAT32.
Which means you can't put big files
exactly.
on it.
Exactly. So, I have figured out that it can. Mm-hmm. I just have to root it. So, guess who's rooting their tablets?
It's about time.
Oh, my goodness.
That seems like a dumb limitation.
I would say so.
Seems stupid.
I even said to myself, you know what? Android is Linux-based. What if I formatted it EXE4?
Nope. It's like, I don't even know what that is.
To the three of you who know what these things are, congrats. You made it through Douglas's tech moment.
Mm-hmm. The Douglas and Damien tech minutes. Now back to the show.
What else was there? Then there were all the Marvel shits. They announced that Brie Larson is Captain Marvel. All
right.
Aren't
you excited for that?
I'm excited, yeah.
I love Brie Larson.
I love her. I've read a little bit of Captain Marvel.
What's her power?
It doesn't matter. They'll explain it in the movie.
Fair enough.
That annoys me. Anyway, continue.
We are talking about comic books. Yes. Don't bring that out.
I just need some point of reference because I literally don't know what she does.
She's
a girl superhero. It doesn't really matter.
I just want something to what can I expect her to do based on what
she
kind of
flies?
All right.
Oh yeah.
And she can shoot things out of her hands.
Is she super strong?
Yes. All right, cool. And she's also a NASA pilot.
Of course.
So she's like,
that's probably where they get the captain from.
That's not a power though.
I'm just saying.
Like that's a job.
I'm just saying.
That's what her powers are.
Your power is you can add one on one, David.
That's a power.
Alright? Your you're power is
Bolt
you know
has
what
a power.
Lookup is.
You're saying Bolt power is he can run through time. Break records. His job is to lord over all digital employees. I assume, I don't know.
They showed a new Doctor Strange trailer, which didn't watch because actually I did watch that one.
I saw it too. It was fine.
It's coming out in November.
They made a Wi-Fi joke in the end.
Mm-hmm. All right. Again, what is Doctor Strange's power?
He's a magician.
He's a doctor. He's strange. They'll explain it in the movie.
He's mystical magician, basically.
I mean, so can we go back? Is the Prestige also part of the comic book universe?
If you want to,
yes, it is actually. What happened was right. So not the Prestige. What's the other one? The Illusionist is actually a part of
the Illusionist is terrible. Yeah. So we're not talking about that movie.
I like that movie.
No, you don't.
I like that movie.
The Prestige
but also,
is better.
It allows me to give the backstory to the Hulk because clearly.
Right. Uh-huh. He illusioned himself the Hulk.
Exactly. And that's how what happened was he was a Hulk and then he illusioned himself into Mark Ruffalo.
That's a better joke. Is a superior joke.
That's all that was released online for people to view. Like otherwise there were just comic book stuff talking about. So for example, I heard about a video that Marvel showed there of Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Okay.
I heard that there's a video that Taika Waititi came out to present with Thor, where they did a little short joke kind of video where Thor, you kind of catch up with Thor while Civil War was going on.
Apparently he had a roommate.
Yeah, he moved to Australia. He got a roommate. You just see the hammer in the middle of the room sitting down for no reason, and he's playing Connect Four with his roommates and talking about how he needs me time. I can't wait for them to release that video for us to actually see.
The thing is though, they're 0-2 with Thor movies.
I agree with you. Here's my problem.
They're 1-2.
Taika Waititi. They're 0-2, Andrew.
They are...
Taika Waititi.
If you keep going down this road, they'll be -1-2.
Yeah.
Are you saying Avengers 2 hasn't come?
Yeah, right. We'll start...
Did you ever watch What They Do in the Shadows?
Yeah.
Damn. Wait, what is that face? Damon, what is that face?
Nothing. There's nothing. What are, there's nothing on my face.
Damon, oh, but Damon, more importantly, let's not get there because we don't want to create tension, you know, and rifts.
Fuck
in
you.
The group.
I'm gonna poke you on Facebook.
Otherwise,
I thought that movie was okay.
They finally released a trailer for Kong Skull Island, looks kind of, they're making a King Kong movie.
Why?
It looks
super Godzilla.
A King Kong movie you would want
to watch. Alright. Is any of the Godzilla or Monsters people on it?
No, but Sam Jackson is in it.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
Doesn't help?
There's an action movie.
Loki is in it.
Okay, and also not helping.
There's somebody else that I know, I can't remember. Whatever.
Is Jessica Chastain in it?
I don't know. Probably. You know, yes, she's in it.
Alright.
Tom Hiddleston is in it. Mm-hmm.
Loki.
I can't remember anyone else. I think John Goodman is in it.
Yes, all John right, Goodman fine. Is in it, yeah.
I like John Goodman.
But why
King Kong, though?
So, Damien, you remember that movie, The Guest?
Yeah.
And you remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
You remember that movie, You're Next?
Mm-hmm.
They got that guy to make a movie which is coming out this year. They announced it a while back, and it was called The Woods.
Okay.
They finally revealed at Comic-Con that it really isn't The Woods, it's Blair Witch 3. Damien, how upset are you?
Like, Damien, you just took all that joy from my face. Why? Why Damien, would you do that?
Just think about it this way. It is a horror movie.
Yeah.
Directed by the guy that did the good horror movie.
I understand
that. So don't even think about Blair Witch and what number. Just think about horror movie Wingard and just go with it. Because that is how I am keeping myself focused on wanting to watch this movie.
It's hard not to think, like he said, the words Blair and Witch and the third. Right?
Would it be better if I said Blair Witch Reboot?
No, it would not be better. Saying the words Blair and Witch. If you had said the Witch is Blair, I'd have gone, that seems...
You know what?
Seems weird.
Damien, actually...
But all right.
He forgot a piece of the title. It's actually Tony Blair is a witch.
Right? Or 3 Blair Road. Like, Project 3 Blair. I don't know.
Blair Underwood's witch.
I guess that's
kind of 3 children.
I guess that's kind of it. They showed a trailer for Guy Ritchie's King Arthur that's coming out.
I like that trailer.
I heard someone say the words Trainspotting 2 on
yes.
something.
Yes, there is a Trainspotting 2 trailer.
And you know what
and
it's
everybody's
called?
Everybody's back
up. You know what the name of it is, Damien? It's called T2.
Yeah, better. Finally, a good T2. Yeah. No, that's unfair. That's just mean. I like T2.
But it's clear they just started shooting because literally the trailer is 4 people standing up.
That's all I need. Do you need more than that?
No, absolutely.
I hope they don't put
out
another
next
trailer.
Year, March. I think it comes out around then. But yeah, that's pretty much Comic-Con.
Wasn't there like a Star Wars event before this? What's new in Star
yeah,
Wars?
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't watch any of it. I didn't look at... I saw like a picture of like a creature that's going to be in the next Star Wars.
So there's no trailer yet.
Yes,
no,
there's a monkey man or something. A monkey shooter, fighter, person.
I don't want to... I'll watch the movie. I don't need to see all the fanfare. I can live without
Since
that one.
When?
Hold on. Please recall, this is a guy who just took a half an hour to describe to us what happened at Comic-Con. He doesn't get into the fanfare.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
he doesn't do
yeah.
it.
Listen,
no, the Star
it's
Wars
been, it's
fanfare. That's
specific. Right?
Look, I'm not one of those fuckers who are like going crazy reading Poe Dameron comics.
Okay.
To learn what happens between all.
Remind me what happened at the panel for Guardians of the Galaxy Part 2.
He was there, and he showed video, and he refuses to put it online, claiming the graphics aren't done, you guys can't get it yet.
Graphics! Is the soundtrack...
And there's a Baby Groot in the movie, apparently.
Is the soundtrack awesome?
And what were you saying about Star Wars again?
Don't need the fanfare.
Don't need
Not interested.
Not, more. Right.
I don't give
He's
seven
above
shits.
It all.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming there's no trailer for Star Wars then?
No.
Okay. Which is why everybody is pretending like they don't care. Because they should have put, like, isn't this the place that they put out the trailers at Star Wars fan event 20, whatever it is?
No, it's at E3. They're doing it at E3. along with
built in Frostbite. Star Wars Rogue One.
At least that makes sense, though.
Right, you shoot these, right?
Yeah. football.
But that movie is coming out this, like, they haven't pushed
Rogue
it back.
One is coming out this December.
And there's still no trailer?
No, that's had a trailer already a long time ago.
That's
I thought you were talking about the next one coming out.
The next one coming out is Rogue One.
No, I mean the one after that, Star Wars 8.
So, okay.
You're talking about, I'm so confused.
So you have to understand.
I'm talking about the one coming out on Christmas.
I understand. Me and you are on the same page. I'm going to try and translate Andrew. Right. Translate from his language. Here's the deal. So, if you are a Star Wars fan, you understand, or a Star Wars crazy person.
I'm here.
Yeah. Right.
You will understand that there will be a Star Wars related movie every year.
Uh-huh.
However,
every other year.
Every other year, it is a what they consider a proper Star Wars movie. Versus every other year.
Some random
which
story.
Is like this year. It's just some side story.
But they're still going to spend $1 billion to watch it.
But
so what's with the pretense?
Apparently, the pretense is that the one that has episode at the end of Star Wars is more
real
important
Star Wars.
And real
Star Wars is more
Wars
Star Wars
than
the
other ones. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a trailer for the one that is coming out this. Because that's what, I haven't seen it, so I was like, wait, aren't they going to put... Because
that
would be
came out a while back, too. I think it was a couple months ago.
A while back, yeah.
That would have been so awesome. They're like, listen, we know. We're not even... listen, you're not getting no trailers. Show up in December.
And Ben Mendelsohn is there looking all menacing. And there's that guy from those movies whose name I've forgotten. I hate this. You guys are just like letting me dig the hole.
you said
I don't
that
know who you're
guy
talking
from
about.
The
yeah.
He's in Bloodsport.
Mm-hmm.
He's
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
The man with the hair on the face. What are you talking
he's
about?
He's in the movie with Charles Xavier from the new X-Men movies.
Patrick Stewart.
In Africa. Who you say isn't in movies anymore, and he doesn't play characters anymore. He just kind of pops up.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Forrest Whitaker.
Okay.
Wow. That was the worst description. I mean, I was trying hard not to get whoever you were.
Yeah,
into,
but you
there's
never,
no way I could have figured it out.
He was in Bloodsport.
Was he? I didn't know that.
No, when I think Forrest Whitaker, you know what I think? Bloodsport.
He was in The Color of Money.
Uh-huh.
Andrew. I mean, I know this is not necessarily...
He was in The Last Stand.
It's not necessarily the biggest Forrest Whitaker movie. But for you and me, there is Good Morning Vietnam. How, like,
he wasn't in that movie. Where was he in that movie?
Are you being serious?
Like, there was Robin Williams and the other white guys. I don't know who...
you know what, Andrew? Damon, just turn off his mic.
Podcast.
We need to set those BLM people
some
on him.
Real shit.
You're the one who stopped me from talking about D-pad.
No, I'm the one that stopped you from talking about D-pad.
Yeah, I actually kind of like that movie, so I would like to talk about a movie. Right,
cool. I'm actually surprised, Damon. Like, I expected Damon to come in here and be like, "Look, this movie was so long. I was watching it and I was hating myself all throughout." And then I hit that end scene where the guy came out with a gun and a screwdriver and blew up a car, and I was down.
I mean, there's thing. It's not. I don't hate the movie. I just don't think it's special in any way. And those are the movies I don't like to talk about. But I just assumed you guys felt the same way because I can't say anybody.
I'm not
really
going to say that it's
movie.
The best movie ever, or that you know I'm raring to watch it 20 more times. But I really liked it. It had that vibe to it, right, Andrew? Where you're watching it for long and you're like, but then it hits you at the end because there's this great revenge scene, which is fantastic. But outside of that, though, a lot of the build-up was great. The whole, you know...
I like the dynamics.
Yeah,
I like the characters.
Yeah,
like,
you move into this new place with people you don't really know, but you kind of stick together because, well, even though you don't know them, they're the only people you know. The only people who talk the language you talk. And you're kind of forced to play out this facade of a family that actually ends up turning into the truth. Which is a great dynamic to show. And this push and pull, it's good and they played it well.
And I mean, it was one of those movies that has its moments where like they just shine. So for example, we were laughing at the at child. Yes, we were laughing at bottoms. the child, like, doing her lessons, doing her homework, and saying this poem. Yes. And then you just see the mother just come out of nowhere and just slap the child off the top of the head. Just being like, how dare you diss me? You think I don't know when you're making fun of me? moments when they're just talking like adults to one another, the child and the mother. There are moments with Deepan where early in the movie where he's been like trying to be a normal person, where he's like, all right, I'll go and I'll do my job and we'll come home and we'll try and figure out whatever the frig this is. And even more so later in the movie when he gets antagonized by all of the violence around him. And like, I don't know how much of it was me jumping into being like, oh, he remembers violence and it's now affecting him in this negative way, as opposed to the family breaking up is affecting him and him going crazy. And then eventually, as I said, we get that big moment at the end where I'm like, oh, he knows how to deal with things when it needs to be dealt with.
And even after that big moment, it simmers right down. They don't stop it there. They let it move on a little bit, and it moves into, like, you know, what their life is in the future. And that was, I like that. That was great.
My problem, like, revenge movies are
supposed to be. I almost don't call this a revenge movie. Yeah,
but it kind of was, though. And that is where it fell apart.
Andrew, this is Sri Lankan Unforgiven. Come on.
Like,
come on.
The fun in revenge movies is watching the revenging process.
By the way, let's just please remember this is Unprofit, okay?
Rust and Bone.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know he did that one too.
Unprofit and Rust and Bone and this.
No wonder I like all three of these movies.
Right, but this is, all right, so my expectations, maybe that's playing, because of course, when you type in the movie, you're like, oh, you should also look at these two movies. I'm like, all right, why? And they're like, oh, it's him. And so expectations real high. But the process of the revenging, like, there was revenge and then there was post-revenge. But usually the thing happens early. You set up the people and then whatever it is that happens to trigger the revenging happens. And then you get to enjoy the process, right? Going through the motions, watching him do whatever and getting revenge. But that's not how it worked in this movie. And so I was there. There's just a long time.
Yeah, because that's not the point of this movie. The point of this movie is him trying to be a person and then finally being like, all right, fine, you guys are driving me to this. Mm-hmm. So here is what you get.
But when, like, that's the thing that you're talking about, when that, like, when he actually started down that road, I'm like, really? Like, it did, like, if it was going to be this, then this should have happened earlier. Like, I didn't need them to prolong the part where he was fighting.
I think that was fine, but I agree with you, though, that I feel like the transition, because there was a point where he kind of, as you said, Andrew, went crazy, or I don't even want to call it that, but he started to...
He was out late drinking.
Yeah, and he got a...
He looked like he was almost going to make his own gang.
Yeah, he got a visit from his friends and from his old friend from the army, and that portion of the movie didn't necessarily, like, gel together 100%, I think. But... Nothing's perfect. I like this movie. It's good.
I just wanted it to be better.
I think maybe it's because, like, I got so invested in enjoying the family part, watching them kind of find ways to gel together, even though they didn't perfectly at any real point until obviously the end.
So, like, I was on board with that part too, but then when the movie switched into revenge mode, then I was just wondering, my thing is, why spend all that time if it was just going to be this move? If what happened was always going to happen? If he was just going to turn... If he was just going to give in to his murderous ways, then why do all of the setup? Like, it just felt... Like, if it was a movie where he had to find some other way where he didn't There, it was just this sad, sad story. And I've gone, yeah, like, he maybe should have tried the revenging route, but he chose not to, or something else. But the movie, as it is now, it kind of feels like two movies for me. And that's the part that, like, I just went, this doesn't feel like, because I've seen him do better. And so, I don't know.
No, I mean, definitely it's not un prophet.
But not, not a lot of things are. But it's not Rust and Bone either.
I remember having more issue with Rust and Bone.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Than I have with this one. I remember being a little weirded out by Rust and Bone. Not just feeling like it felt... It didn't feel as earnest as I wanted it to be. Why is he laughing? What's he laughing at?
He's a terrible person. He's laughing at Ernest. Did he go to jail?
That's exactly the thing.
Went to camp.
He gave you a knuckle sandwich.
We're all idiots.
I remember watching those movies.
Have you tried watching them again?
I have not.
I have. They're on Netflix.
Terrible.
They're horrible.
They're
but
really bad.
The thing about nostalgia goggles
is that it lies to you.
Oh, it does.
Here's the thing. You see, when you don't have those goggles, it becomes a train wreck.
Yep.
People seem to like Ernest, and one day I went, yeah, they're on Netflix. I should watch one of these. And...
Did you not watch them when you were
Why
young?
Would I? Oh, I had karate so movies to watch and Rambo so to good. Watch. I didn't have time for silly men in suits walking around. I had murder in to watch. And then I grew up and didn't see Ernest and had people talk about it as if it were good.
Ernest P. Worrell, come on.
And then sat down and... wanted to kick my television.
They were the best, Damien.
And I've only seen one.
Which one you saw?
Ernest Goes to Camp. And there's a... Then I said, all right, like how I'm down this road, let's ruin something else. Pee-wee Herman, ooh, it's your turn, Anne.
Yeah, that one, I have a bit of nostalgia goggles because I never watched a movie,
mm-hmm,
but I used to watch a TV show. But I don't remember it vividly, like the way that I remember Ernest and other things like that, or Condor Man, say. So I feel like if I actually were to watch those movies, the old one and even the new one that just came out, that I'd probably not really like it.
It's just cool.
But people say that it's genuinely good. It's the at least the old one, the first movie.
Khal Drogo is Aquaman.
Yeah,
he's pretty good. I watched White Rain there again.
What? I did not like that movie.
I think. I remember loving it at the time because it was so...
And you, yeah, you did.
It was so
and
crazy.
You got me to say, you know what? I'm going to watch this movie.
So crazy.
And I saw it. I'm like, no, dude.
I watched it again.
No.
I still love that movie.
No.
It's so crazy.
What?
What I did was reverse the order of my XBMC, so now Z start at the top. So I'm going.
So you start with Zardoz.
No, there's no Zardoz. Okay, you only need to watch Zardoz once, and it is imprinted in your mind for eternity. That movie's all sorts of crazy. It's so crazy. I saw Wendy and Lucy again.
You know, I still haven't watched that movie.
Which is...
Andrew loved it at the time and you hated it.
Where is... Who, me?
Yeah, you.
No.
I remember your exact words about that movie. Was that movie is boring as fuck.
Yeah, yeah, I think...
Don't you like how he does it?
Yeah.
He just imagines memories.
Yeah. What? Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. Right.
He just manufactures.
So did you not like it?
Everyone likes that movie.
Andrew, do you like that movie?
Everybody likes that movie.
I actually can't remember at this point. Like, it's been so long since I've watched
Damien,
it.
Damien, do you like this movie?
I love that movie.
So you're telling me that he's the guy that thought it
Probably.
Was super boring?
Probably.
Wow.
But I know Damien has been pro Wendy and Lucy the whole
yeah,
time.
Yeah, this entire time. I've always loved that movie. Where's she? She's dropped off the face
Michelle
of the
Williams? Yeah.
She used to be in absolutely everything.
No, she's never been a huge no, like star all of the things of
that
actress.
We used to watch. Like, we used to see her at least twice a year.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And now she's fallen off the face of the earth.
I think I saw her in something recently, though.
The last movie we would have seen her in was Oz the Great and Powerful.
No, come on.
Sure, we'd have seen her. because I went to watch Oz the Great and Powerful.
And she's in Manchester by the Sea, coming out this year. Which is playing at TIFF.
Uh-huh, there we go.
She was in Blue Valentine, Shutter Island, Minx Cutoff, Take This Wall.
That was
My Name is Merlin.
Dawson's Creek.
And then it was just, and then she just fell
Scooby-Doo.
Up.
I keep forgetting she was in Scooby-Doo.
Yep.
Oh, she's in Cougar Town. Wow. Yeah. Really?
Like, she was in all these terrific things and then disappeared.
That's sad.
Maybe she found other things to do.
I should count in her money. It's like, I don't want to deal with these terrible people anymore.
Ah, she was in Cynic.
Cynic. That great movie.
Cynic. Horrible movie.
Great movie.
Cynic the Kinney York.
Somehow that's not on my box. I don't know
why. I don't know why.
That should be at the top by...
Yeah, by...
By Kung Fury yep. and all the other great movies.
Mm-hmm.
And the FP.
Mm-hmm. Jesus, for the ducks.
What?
For the ducks. Damn it. I wanted this movie. Right, Dipan, I wanted it to be. It's not Thump Approved because... You guys don't seem to love it.
No, so no, I wouldn't.
Say when I've gotten Thumbs Up Roof anyway. But
oh, it's a good movie.
I think it is mediocre.
I think we should have that like on the thing. Just mediocre.
Yeah.
Add dubstep to the back. For no reason.
So,
what am I going to watch this? Like, Olympics starts in 2 weeks. And I have 2 weeks free to watch some shit.
There's the International Champions Cup.
You can watch
I mean like movies.
You can watch...
Oh, movies.
Yeah, like, not sports.
What?
I don't need sports right now.
What do you mean you don't need sports?
Track and field. Like, I watch a lot of track and field this weekend.
Yeah, that's
true. The Diamond League.
And the Under-20 Championships.
You can watch all of Kiarostami's... Movies.
No, I mean like real movies. Like, stop it.
No, they're all Matrix remakes, I promise.
No.
It's a story of the Matrix as he's just made it into his own thing.
You can be like me, I just watched Keanu again.
I'm afraid.
It's so good.
I really am.
So good.
I know I love that movie, but I'm afraid that some of the shine might disappear.
Think I want some Charlie Chaplin.
George Michael.
It's pretty good.
Never seen the other one again.
Never seen him again.
Are there any TV shows this summer?
Like
just this train wreck where it's just Preacher and that's it.
Well, you could go to
Stranger Things.
You could go to Netflix.
Have you seen Stranger Things yet?
Go. Stranger Things is good.
Just came up on Netflix. It's a great show.
Also, there's Marcella, which is also a Netflix show, which is pretty decent.
Next month, the Baz Luhrmann show comes out.
Oh, nice.
Australia?
Yeah. Dumbass.
Austria or
Austria.
Was it Austria you told them? No.
Idiots. Let's not repeat that on here. have a job worth losing, no? Let's not play this game on here.
you could do like what I do. I tend to do whenever summers roll around with this lack of TV to watch. I just pick shows that I haven't caught up with yet and just roll through them. So like I'm planning to finish The Americans that I kind of stopped somewhere.
Like I can't start anything big and long because I have a very limited window. When the Olympics starts, all these shows are going to.
You can pick one show and you can get that done by the Olympics, just one. Are you watching the new HBO show, The Night Of? Or is that one that you're waiting on?
Never even heard of it.
It's a new show that they just started like along with Vice Principals.
I've seen Vice Principals.
And it is a crime show based on a BBC show, apparently, because Douglas keeps shouting, British people,
criminal
to me.
What was it called again? Criminal
Justice.
Yes, Criminal Justice.
And Omar is in it. John Turturro is in it.
Ben Whishaw was in the original.
And it's about a child who is accused of murdering a young woman. Omar is
in it?
Yeah, he's in it. Oh, you haven't seen the newest episode. Omar is in it.
He's on retainer for HBO.
And it's about a young guy who's accused of murdering a young girl that he met one night.
Mm-hmm.
As they do. And it's going through that process now. So, like, they haven't even gotten to court yet. So, it's been 3 episodes so far. Doing You, it's one of the shows that you'd probably want to wait on finishing to just marathon it through. But that's, like, the only TV going on right now. You could watch a British
original first. It is awesome.
Are there swear words in there? I want to watch it with my sister.
Wait, hold on. Question.
She's averse to swear words.
I don't recall. I was going to ask whether it was that you needed swear words or you didn't.
Like, I won't watch anything unless there's cussing in it.
So Jim Jeffries going, cunt. Like, yep, that's what we need.
It makes you know that the show is for adults.
I think that's the only, like, current TV going on, though.
Watch some Westerns.
Was it, I think it was Louis Black. He was like, Kennedy Center has hired how many times you can say Fox Limit. Like, he was supposed to do some special at the Kennedy Center. And he swore so much. And they're like, listen, you can say you did it. You can have your special here. You just can't say you had the special here. It's like, we went through your special. Do you know that you said fuck 78 times?
That few? I was looking for 90. My bad. It was a bad day. Times,
yeah. Swear words. English language is stupid. Yeah, but sports. Something fantastic happened. America, because they're stupid, allowed their best 100-meter hurdler to not be part of the team.
Oh, yeah, what's happening?
And so, as a result, she hit some hurdle in the trials. And everybody's like, yeah, that's cute. You should put her in the team. And they're like, no. And so, at the anniversary game, she promptly broke a 28-year-old world record.
Oh, yeah, I saw that part. But I didn't know how this tied into anything to do with the Olympic team.
And it's terrific. So she won't be there, which is good for everybody.
Yeah.
Because I hate her.
No, we get a world record broken in just a regular tournament. Yeah. Because she's like, well, I suppose I can't show it off there.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait for the Olympics. So happy.
EPL starts in like 2.5 weeks.
What's the EPL?
So happy.
Is Sam Allardyce coaching?
David Moyes is coached.
Is he for real?
He's had at Sunderland. And the first 3 words out of his mouth is, I want Will Keane, Adnan Januzaj, and Marino Fellaini.
Yep. And everybody's like, done, and who? What's a Fellaini? Never heard of him. Lots are here, not very good. Oh,
like,
him!
Like, Sam walked out the door and Moyes walked in, like, so immediately.
Why not give David Moyes the England job? Like, why would he give it to Sam? Why?
Because he's never been relegated.
Yeah.
So, no, you won't have to worry about England being relegated.
I worry all the time. And by worry, I mean pray. Can we relegate national teams? Jamaica would have already been relegated. Which would have been great.
Yeah, we'd been like... bar league now.
We've relegated ourselves technically by having a bread man. By having a bread man be the head of our football, but I think England is following suit. Like, yeah, I think what they're going to do is have the Commonwealth Games, but for football, now that they're no longer part of.
Sorry, Damon. I want to ask just giving up. I want to ask you something. Since you're talking about this whole thing about being like you have 2 weeks of no sports, like you need to fill it with movies.
Mm-hmm.
Generally,
yes.
How do you pick what movie you watch? Other than you getting up to be like, I'm going to watch Zero Dark Thirty again. Or anything like that. I'm talking about like new movies that you...
Well, first he searches for Westerns.
Right. No, that just comes up automatically.
Then he searches for Rambo.
Uh-huh.
And other... No, just Rambo.
Like, I know how he picks his movies to watch.
Yeah. Like a crazy person.
Right? He thinks of the dumbest joke, right, he can think of and just runs with it.
Is it in English? If yes, skip. If no, look at poster.
Yes, Damon, your process. Do you have a process as to how you generally pick movies to watch?
So, if there's a specific movie, then clearly you go and you watch a specific movie. Mm-hmm. But if it's just me and all of the movies that I have, what usually happens is I'll start at 3:10 to Yuma and then try and work my way down. But it's pure chaos. Because, I'm sorry, yeah, it's just chaos. Because I start there, and so I've seen 4 months, 3 weeks, and 30 times. Because every time I see it, I'm like, boy, I love this movie. I should watch this movie again. And then I watch it again, and I'm like, boy, I love that movie. But then it's late. Or I have other things to do. So there's like a feature where you can just, like, you can press up and jump some number of movies. So you go, all right, I'm not playing this game. So you go up, up, up. And then you're like, all right, I'm at C. What the hell is in C? And you skip 2 times. And if I see something that I haven't seen in a while or I really want to see, then I'll stop. But I don't usually make it anywhere past M. Like, there's just no chance. I'll always see something that I'm like, I haven't seen that in a while, and then start watching it again. Unless people come over, in which case, then I'm
screwed. What about when, do you ever have a time where you're like, other than this podcast where we intentionally pick movies that most of the time none of us have seen, do you ever have a time where you're like, I'm coming to watch something I've never watched, I haven't seen it, something I want to watch new, as opposed to going like, where's Rambo?
There's times I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm like, all right, recently added. And I'm like, I don't want to watch any of this.
I'm there with you, Damon. That happens to me all the time now.
I'm like, yeah, I should watch some of this. Because when I do recently added, I only remember the terrible times. I don't remember the good times I had with the recently added section. All right. I should watch In the Heart of the Sea. And I'm like, jeez, what? Yes. The
Damon,
hell were
you
thinking?
Do you know what's in my recent added now? Kiarostami.
It's just a nightmare.
Panahi. Right. All of these.
Someone has hijacked you.
Hijacked my
movies. Carefully curated.
You just put out Whiplash.
I also just watch Whiplash.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
I keep making jokes to Douglas that he must hate it the most. Like, every day he goes, you know, let me see what's been added to the system. Update. And then he just sees a list of movies where he's like, I don't know what that is. That looks foreign language. That looks like it's from the 50s. What's going on? And it's not because I'm doing it to spite him. It is just that he isn't actually doing any of his own added.
Aren't you doing it to spite him, though?
That's exactly what he's doing.
Look. The thing I'll do when I'm like, all right, I just need to watch new movies, is go, all right, these are all the movies that have come out this year. I need to just watch them. And then I start watching them, and it's pure chaos. It's just... because I'm like, I don't want to have all these movies on the box. I need to start taking some of this madness off. And so... The thing that I love most is like when I go, all right, I'm watching this movie just so that I can take it off of the box, and then I end up loving the movie. Like that time with Brooklyn.
Oh,
movie from last year.
I love that movie.
Yeah. I'm like, I need to get this nonsense off the box. Watch it and like, no.
Is it sad?
This movie has to stay there.
So is it sad that I've never watched that movie?
Saoirse Ronan, she's so good.
Yet I have decided
that you don't
based
like
on
it.
The trailer that I don't like it.
Him too. Yeah. The Dressmaker was another movie like that. I'm like,
I don't know that one. What's The Dressmaker?
It's with is Kate Winslet, right? And she makes dresses.
Oh, okay.
And murders people.
and she put them in the dress.
Now the murdering comes late, but I was watching it and I'm like, I just need to get this. I just need to watch it so that it can come off. And then saw it and went, no, I think I might love this movie. But then it backfires from time to time. I wanted to love The Revenant. That didn't work out.
You didn't like The Revenant?
No!
Wow.
That movie is beautiful.
I actually want to watch that movie again.
The most boring.
Because, like, I'm not saying you're wrong, right? But, like, I felt like I enjoyed the movie, but it definitely wasn't the movies where I'm like, I want to watch that right now again. But I want to watch it again at this point to be like, to confirm or deny whether it's that I actually don't like it, or if it's that I just love the cinematography and all of like the technical things that
much. Beautiful to look at. If you can stay awake. But you won't. Nothing happens. There's a man suffering in snow.
There was a bear though.
And then there's a man suffering in snow.
A bear.
There is a camera that is in weird angles all of the time. There's points where it's pointed at the sky. Because you know you want that. And then you fall asleep. And then you wake up and it's over. And you go, alright, cool. Can't take this off on the bus. But then there's movies that you know you shouldn't have downloaded in the first place. And it's on the box and you're essentially testing yourself. I'm like, all right, let's watch Barbershop. I mean, let's not do this. But yeah, like, I don't usually, because most of the movies I love are already there. And so it's hard. Like, 48 Hours, I remember watching
that movie.
I remember watching that movie like a couple years ago, liking it enough to get the Blu-ray, and then started watching it. I'm like, no, this movie seems terrible. But then as the movie continued, I'm like, oh no, I remember why I love this movie now. I love this stupid movie.
How about another 48 Hours?
No, I have to draw the lights.
How about Beverly Hills Cop 2? How about Dr. Doolittle?
No. That's too far. You're taking it too far.
Naughty Professor. I actually watched the original Naughty Professor the other day for the first time.
I saw that in the theaters. Didn't like it then. Continue to not like it.
I'm talking about the 60s movie with Jerry Lewis.
Again, I saw it in the theater.
You saw it in the theater. I really like the old one.
It can't be as bad as the new one.
Like, I found it kind of hysterical.
Is it bad? Is it that bad?
There are lots of dumb jokes in there, right? And he does like super crazy characters in the whole back from cool to nerd or whatever you want to call it. But one of the weirdest things that I was so fascinated by is that, you know, and I think they do it in the Eddie Murphy one as well. The first time he takes it, they make a big thing about the transformation. Yeah. Like you see like the stages of it. And weirdly enough, in the old version, it looked almost like they were ripping off American Werewolf in London, where it looked like the werewolf was coming out. And he was changing into a werewolf. And then somewhere down the line, you're like, nope, he just got his hair slicked back and he can smoke cigarettes and he's cool.
That seems,
and it's weird and odd and
profoundly stupid.
Stupid.
I saw a good old fashioned orgy.
I didn't watch that one.
God, I love that movie. It reminds me a lot of Old School.
Is that the one
that
with
kind
the
of stupid?
So okay, I've always hated Old School
because you're a bad person.
I decided. You know,
same
what?
With you pretending you didn't like Anchorman.
Because
you're a bad person.
I watched it a couple of nights ago.
It's great.
I wouldn't say it's great. I don't mind that movie though.
Yeah,
movie's pretty decent.
It's a fun, stupid movie.
Yeah.
It is.
Will Ferrell is so good.
Yep.
I think that's where I finally started to love Will Ferrell.
Really?
Where I went. No, it went from, oh, I like this guy, to I'll watch anything he's in. And it's taken me down some terrible, terrible places.
But, oh, yes.
I think I said it to Andrew. I don't know if you were there. But like Will Ferrell, I'll watch all of Ice Cube's movies. I know they're bad movies. I know that. But I cannot help myself. I just keep staring at his stupid, stupid face in these terrible movies.
Yeah, Pharaoh said that for me. I think I probably got, like, super on board after Ricky Bobby.
I watch that movie again. I don't like that movie.
Oh, anymore. That movie is perfect.
I don't.
There is nothing wrong with that movie.
I think I have circled around on Sacha Baron Cohen. What's his name?
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Right. I think I've gone. I've finally taken it from Ali G. And now it's just gone all the way around.
It's Grimsby now? You're at Grimsby.
Where I had to pass through Grimsby. And then realize, oh, maybe he's been terrible all this time. I watched Ricky, but it just, like, the shake and bake thing didn't get me. His children were the past where I laughed.
Spider monkeys.
Walker and Texas Ranger is still glorious. And him praying to sweet baby Jesus.
Because that's his favorite Jesus.
But there's just so much of that movie that isn't that part. There's a lot of that movie is spent with him actually driving that car. And I'm not for
Macchiato.
I don't know.
The scene that always sticks in my mind that I always think of when that movie comes up is the scene with him in the rehab center where he thinks that his legs are gone.
Yeah.
And the people are like, and his friends come to him and they're like, they told us we're not to tell you, but we're going to tell you. Get out of the fucking chair. He's like, how dare you make fun of me? Yeah. I hope your children are born and great athletes, and then they have to take it away from you. And then he gives the greatest line delivery. That guy gives that greatest line delivery.
Who, Kenneth?
No, not Kenneth. It was the guy who was in the Green Mile, whose name I've forgotten.
He died. Duncan.
Clark Duncan.
Yeah.
Clark Duncan, is that
that's,
his name?
That's his last name. Mm-hmm. His first name is Ian, is it? No.
No, I think... Evan? Something I can't like remember.
Who knows?
Yeah.
The black guy.
Wow.
The black one.
Racist.
And he's
the
just...
Vin Diesel knockoff. No, sorry, the Vin Rams knockoff. Damn it. Joke was so good. Vin Diesel wrecks another joke.
He just gives that great line delivery of, don't you dare put that on me.
Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah. So I was right, but not completely. I was 67% right.
Mm-hmm.
I said Clark Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
Duncan. I don't know. You guys do math. You know, 2 out of 3 times 100 equals 66.66666666666666. And then it keeps going.
I love that you can just keep him defensive if you just sit down and stare at him as if he's done something wrong.
He did do something wrong.
He did. It was dumb, but
terrible joke.
And then they stab him.
And
then exactly to try and get the knife out, they stab him with another one.
Just take it out. I love that scene. I always force myself to watch old movies. I don't know. I love Ricky
Ricky Bobby.
Like Ricky Bobby, that's a really old movie. I know I love them truly, but in like, for all those people out there who go like, Andrew, why do you watch these movies? Because I like them eventually. Most times I do have to force myself to be like, all right, I'm not watching a 2016 movie. I'm going to watch something else. And like, I go down the pipeline. And the other day I watched a movie that I've been meaning to watch for a really long time called...
Rear Window.
It Happened One Night. A really old movie with Clark Gable about a princess... Pretty much a princess who runs away from her family because they're telling her she can't marry who she won't marry.
Right.
She runs into Clark Gable, who's a newspaper guy who just quit his job. And he's fallen into the motherload of stories. And he follows her across country, like pairing up with her because she's a useless human being who doesn't know how to do things in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a dominating man who tells her what to do. Right, who says, look, you can't spend that money on chocolate. Don't have money for chocolate. We're going to find a room, and I'm going to trick this guy into allowing us to stay here cheap. And all sorts. And it's like, all of those things sound like horrifying things to watch in a movie, but like as it the movie itself is just another two people riffing off each other as the nights go on, and they keep making jokes
and then so, they fall in so love it's in
the wedding right. crashers
so for no, example not the wedding. One of
he said it's a good movie. I'll fight you. I will fight you. That's what I'll yeah yeah. You can see it barely what.
So hold on. Does he get to keep Ricky Bobby, but he can't have Wedding Crashers?
No. So I will accept. Like, I still like Ricky Bobby. I just don't love it anymore.
Okay, all right.
The cool. Wedding Crashers is... Mm-mm.
I actually kind of like The Wedding Crashers. Like, I don't love it, but yeah.
It's barely a movie.
One of the funniest jokes I love about it is, and of course, it's because of its time. This is mm-hmm. from, like, the 40s. Yeah,
you love misogyny, so let's go down this road.
they're like they got a room together, mm-hmm. and of course man and woman unmarried shouldn't sleep together.
Oh wait, what? Wait, let me call some people.
Stop it. So he puts up a curtain between the beds to be like, have your privacy and keep your
dignity
yes. and all of these things. And she's like, how, like, why are you chasing me to the other side of the room? Because they're on the same side right mm-hmm. now while he's doing this. And I, look, I'm about to take off my clothes. If you don't want to see this, you should go that way. Mm-hmm. And she just starts to be like, so you see, every man does it differently. Some men take off the socks first, but you know that's wrong. So I, on the other hand, take the hat off first. And he just keeps talking it out until she runs away out of fright. Joking fright. And it's dumb jokes and it's really fun and I like movies.
It's a simpler time in movies. I went about that the wrong way, as you all know. I created a terrible list and tried to burn through all of the good old movies.
Like, I do that from time to time where I make a list and I'll go like 4 movies in and I'll be like, alright, I'm stopping, and I'll come back to the list like years later.
Because
it's very random for me.
I thought this was... If I'm going to talk about movies, then I need to
educate have yourself.
Some knowledge about movies. While there was people on this podcast that hadn't seen Westerns and great Coen Brothers movies.
Are you talking about me or are you talking about talking film about spotting?
Talking about the two of you. Awful people. Who are also on this podcast. But there's old movies that I am unable to... Every time I see where that stupid poster for Rear Window, every time I see it, I convince myself I need to find a better poster to put in this thing, because that shitty poster is bad. And then I hit play and watch Rear Window.
I should watch Rear Window again.
It's really good.
No, it's not. Apparently, Disturbia is better. I think.
Oh, you're right. I remember.
Yeah. God damn it.
Disturbia isn't on my box, though. I don't know why. I think I should add it. Yeah. And put better than and the Rear Window. And then under sorting title, just put Rear Window 2. So that it's right beside Rear Window. So I can see them side by side.
I'm glad you remember that. Yeah. Never forget.
Right. Your Zachary's also not on my thing. I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
I haven't seen that movie since it came out.
Keep watching your
like movie a lot, though.
Terrific.
Douglas sits there quietly thinking about how he's going to watch Jurassic Park again.
I watched Jurassic Park the other day. I really like that movie.
Douglas, how do you pick movies you want to watch?
Again, oh, if English.
It's magical.
If yes, skip.
I told you it's magical.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. I didn't think. I thought there's that was no, like a lead into like no. More.
There's neither rhyme no. nor is there reason.
Exactly. Hmm? I like.
He asked Steve Netflix. And when Steve returns garbage, he's like, all right, posters, Steve, you're fired.
And soundtracks.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes actors.
Mm-hmm. Most of the times actors.
Names of movies.
Right.
Yeah. That's pretty much. And then sometimes the relative, how relative they are to movies I do like.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Korea Wallet yeah. Hand.
Yep. Ah. And Condor Man.
Is the moon full? If yes.
peak French movie, right? That's how.
But no, Damon, that logic doesn't work because then he'd only do it once
none
a month.
None of his logic works. That's the problem. None of what he does works.
When was the last time I put a French movie on his podcast?
I think we've seen all of them. I think that's why.
It's been a long time.
I need to watch La Haine again. I have it.
Oh, that was a good movie.
It was terrific.
It was real good.
La Haine.
I like those guys a lot.
I keep meaning to use Letterboxd.
Mm-hmm.
But then I fall asleep.
Yeah, that's a problem. And you know what the problem is with Letterboxd is as well? That it doesn't have a mobile app. You have to go to the website. And then I'm not.
Is there a way to integrate it into Plex or XBMC? So every
I would love to finish watching
a movie,
it just automatically.
You want to post this dog? And you just go, no, because this is porn. Don't post porn on the Letterboxd.
Damien, why are you using Plex for that? That's what the internet is for. Come on.
No, that's what XBMC is for. There's like add-ons you can get. It's terrific. They're bootleg add-ons.
I see.
Do you want to download adult.zip and put on to your... No, I do not.
Holy shit. The last French movie Douglas picked for us to watch was in September 2014.
No.
Cannibal.
That's impossible.
No.
According to my records.
That's impossible.
That's the last French movie Douglas picked himself.
Well, guess what? You know what's happening next week.
That is impossible. Why did you do this, Andrew?
You asked a question. I answered the question.
I didn't ask that question.
All right. I don't know what we're really talking about. We're just kind of going
nothing.
On. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about?
It's a Seinfeld podcast, clearly. It's a podcast.
I've been enjoying Seinfeld. Aww. I've been running through Seinfeld. Like, I'm in season 6 now.
I'm episode 8, first season of True Blood. I like the first season.
So you just keep watching the first season?
From time to time, yes. I really did like that first season. It horrifies me. That you people continue watching
TV. Well, it stopped now. I don't have to watch it anymore.
I remember reading a description of how that ended.
And with a wedding.
And just showed it to my sister, laughing at her face. And said, don't talk to me. What happened to her? That girl from True Blood.
What's which her one?
She was in an extended...
The girl from the first one.
She was
one.
In the extended version of X-Men.
All right.
She was also in that movie Margaret I made us watch.
Marcy, Mary, yep. May, Marlene.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name?
Elizabeth.
Right.
She's in X-Men. Sorry. Right. She's been in Avengers.
Right. She's in the Avengers thing. I want her to be in better movies.
Yes, please.
Not Avengers.
Holy and not shit. Godzilla.
And not
literally,
Godzilla.
Anna Paquin went from True Blood to The Good Dinosaur to an episode of Roots to an episode of Broken.
And nothing. She too is counting her money. I'm hoping.
She's in The Good Dinosaur.
She's a voice in The Good
that
Dinosaur.
That movie was horrible.
Hey. Can you guys stop it? Stop it.
But it was Wally Douglas. Levels of horrible.
Douglas.
No.
Yes.
Douglas.
Yes.
Douglas.
Uh-huh. I watched the movie again. I've seen that movie about 3 times.
You're so a
I'll never watch
for
the Wally again.
First of all, Douglas, while...
I want you to climb up onto that rock and I want you to scream.
That's part of the movie. That's how bad it was.
Yeah.
I blocked it out.
Yeah, that's how bad it was. You didn't watch the movie.
Stop bad-mouthing Wall-E.
Mm-hmm.
Because in your heart of hearts,
I
you
know
that,
it's
that
a
the good
movie?
Dinosaur is worse.
No, it's Andrew, it's
nope.
Real hard. No,
nope.
you can't go low. You see, it's like a limbo, right? There is a point at which you can't go below that bar.
Douglas, remember that year people were giving us so much shit? They're like,
so much.
Wally is the... It is the new mark for all of cinema. All right? It's that movie
it
and the artist where I realize people who write about cinema are assholes. At least The Artist is a okay movie.
I like The Artist, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
an okay... Wally is not.
No, it's
but
not.
But to treat both of them as if they are some shining beacon for which all movies should follow.
We learned our lesson. It's all about Warhorse, Damien.
Bitch, no. Warhorse was just fun for me. That's fun because you love that movie so much and it's so bad.
I still haven't met Douglas to watch it. I still
haven't watched that movie.
Don't. It won't even be fun for you to watch it because it's not good enough.
I feel though like we need to have this new podcast series, Damien versus Andrew.
Right.
Or Judge Douglas, whatever you want to call it.
Andrew, you're wrong.
Andrew.
And Damien presents his arguments. Right. Andrew presents his arguments. And
Judge John Hodgman.
Judge John Hodgman.
Friendly enemies or whatever. The thing with Boss Man.
Oh. Easy Allies?
Easy Allies.
That's the name of their show, yeah.
Yes. And they had a court hearing recently on that show.
Which I made you watch because you thought I knew you'd enjoy how dumb it was.
The greatest.
I know you don't follow any of those guys, right? They're from the games trailers.
Yeah, I know who they are.
So every E3, two of the guys on there, Bossman and Hubo,
mm-hmm.
make up a set of bets based on E3, and it's dumb bets, right? So if, for example, they'll say, "How many times? Give me an over under on how many times during the Sony conference they will say revolutionary." And they'll say a number, and you get points. And at the end of all of the bets, they have a winner, right? And the winner makes the loser do something because they lost the bet. This year, Cuba won. And his determination of what Bossman should do is he has to live stream playing Link to the Past because he hates Link to the Past.
Oh, he's a terrible person.
And so he took... these wordings, there was a long contract apparently. Mm-hmm. He took that wording and decided what he was going to do was find a video of a Link to the Past and put it up on Twitch and press
and
play.
Stream it. He streamed
right.
it.
Right, he streamed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They got upset at this and they decided to hold a court case for and against the actions of Kyle Bossman. They did a 40-minute video on it. Of the court case. It's kind of fantastic to just watch. And the funny part, the best part about it is you can watch everyone involved, knowing how dumb it is, just at times unable to keep a straight face.
Yeah.
Right?
So it's literally Judge John Hodgman.
Yeah. What it is. Yeah. And literally, like, they would be like, stand up for the court, and everybody would stand up.
So, like, the guy would be like, oh, I left my water over there. This is a judge. He'd get up, and then he'd... As he gets up, you'd hear the bailiff say, stand up because the
everybody rise.
Everybody rise, yes.
And, then somebody would pass the camera and say, and he'd stop and say, permission to pass the judge. And he'd get permission. It was the dumbest thing ever. So much so that I want to listen to that podcast now. But at the same time, I know I can't because it's all about video games that I don't follow. Right, I won't have that same sort of
In-jokes will miss you because you have a... overview of video games, but some of it will be too specific. Just, I don't know what you're talking about. Kind of like this podcast.
Yeah, pretty much. It's kind of like how I dealt with film spotting, where I know I'm very happy that I'm going to TIFF now because that means I can resubscribe to film spotting and listen to them for maybe 2 months as they go through movies that I have actually watched. And then, unfortunately,
they just did a Ghostbusters episode. You can listen to the Ghostbusters episode.
When did they do it? 3 months ago?
No, I just listened to it like last week.
Alright, fine. But the problem with them is, for every Ghostbusters episode,
there are
about
episodes.
200 episodes about, you know,
movies you've never seen.
Yeah, and that I would love to watch,
move to Chicago. I don't know what your problem is.
Okay,
no. Have you heard about what's happening in Chicago? Michael Jordan doesn't want to live there.
Yeah, we're kind
I like
of
your
what's
headphones,
going on.
Douglas. You did.
Why, thank you.
I mean, you picked the wrong ones, and I probably shouldn't have shown you that. That was a real dick move on my behalf.
What was the right ones?
The plane,
Hi-Fi Man, HE400S. It's $300. It's better than his headphones. For about $10 more or something.
HE400S.
My headphones look pretty though.
They're like, I like them.
And
I
they're not
like
open.
Them.
You said they were open. They're not open.
No, I said the Hi-Fi Mans were open. I wasn't talking about this one. Yeah.
Okay. So what you're doing is you're giving me reason to think that there is actually a positive for this one versus that one. Great.
Except you are wearing them at home, so you don't need...
He's going to wear them on the plane.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but it won't matter.
Yeah.
Because who cares what sound leaks out? I know you think that there's going to be sound leaking in, but that's not how they work.
You turn up the volume.
Right. You won't hear anything coming into your headphones.
Actually, because like, for example, trust me. Like this... Like this, I always feel bad at work when I turn it too loud. Because work, like, even though there's noise around you, people are doing work.
You right, you get the sense that people can hear the headphones, right? Because you hear them very loud in your ears, but a lot of the times...
No, I've tested it where I put it on someone else and I just turn it up and I listen beside them and it's loud.
Right, but a lot of the times, you can't... Because you can't hear... Anything that is, you know,
I hear things around me at work.
Oh, it's so good.
Actually, I can hear people walking around me and shit.
You need to turn it up louder.
But then they'll all hear it and I'll be disturbing them.
Whose problem is that? They need to get headphones.
I am Andrew, have we met?
Yeah. They need to get headphones of their own.
Anyways, thanks for listening and good night.
I bring a speaker to work.